Talking about love. Storge, Eros, Philia, and Agape love. In our previous episode on talking about love, we discussed the different types of relationships which influence the concept of love, that were friendship, infatuation, exploitation, and love relationships. In this episode, we are going to focus on four different kinds of love experiences that usually may influence our lives. They are known as Storge, Eros, Philia, and Agape. Storge is family love. It is the natural love that family members feel for one another. It accepts people for who they are and loves them where they're at. Family members will continue to love their own in all conditions, even when they are disabled, wayward, or hard-hearted. We never grow tired of loving our own no matter what. That is to say, there is no room for unforgiveness or bearing grudges with your blood brother or sister. It is based on a family connection. Bible verses, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Eros, it is a kind of sexual love that says, I want you. I want to consume you. It is referred to today as erotic love. This word is not used in the Bible, but the concept is seen throughout. It describes a sexual love that is either good or bad based on the context. Eros is a physical attraction that is highly emotional and sensual. It can only be fully enjoyed with God's blessing within the covenant of marriage. The Bible verses from Song of Solomon chapter 1 verses 2 to 4 says, kiss me and kiss me again, for your love is sweeter than wine. How pleasing is your fragrance. Philia, it is a type of brotherly love that expresses feelings over reason. In this kind of love, there is always a reason why I like you. A kind of affection that says, I like you because of something, maybe your ways, your hard work, sportsmanship, swimming ability, or your way of talking. Today it is also philanthropy, love of mankind related. This word is used often in the New Testament as the underlying word for love. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 9 says, now about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. Hebrews 13 verse 1 also says, let brotherly love continue. A compound word of philia and storge is found in the words like be kindly affectionate, and speaks of the special familial relationship of God's people through Christ. Agape, it is also known as divine love. This is godly Christian love. It is committed, sacrificial love. It says, I commit to you, or I love you because I choose to love you. I do not put any condition to it, nor do I want you to give it back. This is the love that God has for us, that we should have for him and for others. It is the strongest of all love relationships. The Bible verses in John 3 verse 16 says, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 13 verse 34 to 35 talks about this kind of love to a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have loved one another. Characteristics of God's agape love are found in 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 to 8 that says, may this reflection help you to grow in our love for God, our family, and one another. Don't miss the next episode. Follow, like, and share.